I saw a crowd gather. Must have been somebody shot. Reporters scribbled shorthand and photographed the spot. I moved in a little closer, but I couldn't see no blood. Just a gold-plated chariot arising from the mud. Then I heard a soulful murmur, and it sounded like his voice. It began to sing, it was the king, it was Elvis's Rolls Royce.
Elvis's Rolls Royce. Elvis's Rolls Royce.
Now the wood grain bar was open like he was about to have a drink. A white gloved chauffeur at the wheel, I never saw him blink. The bobbies looked indifferent. Clearly they were not amused. This was just another auction piece, and it didn't matter whose. D-Day was upon me, and I had to make a choice. Next thing I know, I'm at the wheel of Elvis's Rolls Royce.
Elvis's Rolls Royce.
Left at Parliament and I hit the pedal hard. Then I tipped my hat and I smiled as I passed by Scotland Yard. Now the voice is talking to me, says there's nothing to fear. It was coming from the back seat, but there was no one in the mirror. I got a little nervous. I think I lost my poise as we crossed the great Atlantic in Elvis's Rolls Royce. When we got to New York City, the crowds went wild to say the least. As I steered my precious cargo through the